Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Megan Lynch, and this is Total Information AM here on KMOX. As we commemorate Veterans Day tomorrow, there are many veterans struggling, whether it's with being unhoused, addictions, untreated mental health issues, or untreated health issues related to their service. And there's something else you might not be aware of unless you know or have a vet in your family. KMOX's Maria Kina spoke with Brett Buchanan, the director of the Veterans Disability Appeal Service at ALSAP, about the struggle of trying to get medical benefits or disabilities approved by the VA.
Sometimes the veteran's just not aware of everything that they need to bring to the table, and that's what we often resolve on appeal.
Just seems like they have to go through an awful lot of red tape.
What we tell our veterans is when they come to us, we do our best to set expectations, and I tell them, hey, you know, we've talked to you, we reviewed the information that you have, we feel confident that we can make a positive difference if we move forward. But this is what we tell everybody: expect our relationship to last. It can last a couple of years because the time between decision makers can stretch that far. And then two, it can take multiple decisions and multiple yeses to get the ultimate resolution that you're looking for. Because the way the system allows is each disability is actually its own yes or no. So, you know, we may appeal 5 disabilities and get 2 approved, but 3 denied, but we still feel strongly about those remaining 3. So we take those 3 to the next level of appeal, and maybe we get some of those granted. So it can take multiple yeses with this system to get to your ultimate yes. And that's what we tell the veterans that we help.
My question would be about, with all of that process that you have to go through, if a veteran is truly sick and experiencing problems, that's just drawing it out.
It can draw it out. It can be a lengthy adjudication process. And you're right, if they're sick, it's often, in a lot of cases we have, it's not, you know, VA is acknowledging that they have something wrong with them today, but where our challenge often lies in the appeal space is there wasn't enough evidence that where VA felt that what they have today is related to service. And so that's the hurdle we often overcome. But you're absolutely correct. You know, there's some faster decision-making options at the lower benefit office. But if you have to take your appeal to what's called the Board of Veteran Appeals, which is kind of the final decision maker in a process, that can take a year to 3 years, depending on the type of appeal that you have. And if you want a hearing with the board to have a personal hearing, those current wait times are 3 to 4 years.
Which seems really absurd to me as a civilian, but I understand that there's a lot of red tape when you're dealing with the government. The other thing, I guess you still have people from the Vietnam War that are still applying for benefits, yet you're dealing with the most recent conflicts, the 3 recent conflicts, with the burn pits and all the other injuries. Is VA adequately staffed for this?
You know, they have a big mission. And they are experiencing, and I'm saying this because this is our caseload does represent veterans from all the eras. And the eras I have them in are the Vietnam era, the Cold War era, I'll say the Gulf War era, so the early 90s, and then your post 9/11 veteran, right? And all those populations are filing claims. And because I have all those populations in my caseload and in my team's caseload. So, you know, it is the VA has is a very tough mission. And, you know, whether or not they're adequately staffed, I'll let VA answer that. They are doing claims. Some of the claims options are quick, but I think the numbers exceed what they can do sometimes.
And you did say during this shutdown, though, they are still functioning. Those claims are still being processed?
Correct. The claims are still being processed, but a lot of the kind of the admin support has been deemed non-essential. So communication with the VA for both claimants and for representatives sometimes can be difficult when it comes to certain cases that are kind of stuck or need a special attention because of their unique nature. It's hard to communicate with the VA at this time because of the shutdown. So those are the challenges we're experiencing.
Brett, with your team, the number that you're of vets that you're dealing with now,
yeah.
Just with all the conflicts, Vietnam that you're still receiving claims from, and as well as, like you mentioned, Cold War and then the Gulf and after 9/11, how many veterans would you estimate that you're receiving claims from? So just how many do you deal with?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's in the thousands. And what makes it even, again, this is the challenge of this disability system. Going back to when I said each disability is technically its own claim. And so you can have one veteran, but if they have, you know, if they have a condition like a back injury, well, back injury can cause cause nerve damage to your lower limb, like the sciatic nerve, right? So a lot of people who have a bad back also have sciatic involvement in the legs. Well, those are two different body systems. Those are technically two to three different claims, which to me sounds like one claim. To you probably sounds like one claim,
yes.
But it breaks out to these multiple disabilities within the body, right? Because everything's connected. And so so what happens is you can have one veteran have the VA has put out the average post 9/11 veteran is filing for, it's close to like 5 to 12 different disabilities. And some of them are smaller. They're not totally debilitating. And some of them are much larger as far as, you know, they can really totally debilitate and make a person not able to work. But nonetheless, that's the challenge. So you take that number of veterans and then you just multiply it out even more because very few veterans are only filing for one disability. They often have multiples because sometimes the disability that is directly related to service can cause issues down the road, and those become disabilities as well that can be claimed.
That's Brett Buchanan, director of the Veterans Disability Appeal Service at ALSUP, speaking with our Maria Kina. ALSUP provides free VA disability appeal evaluations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.